Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Saturday is now a WRAL weather alert day because we have a medium risk for flooding. I'll show you what else we're expecting on Saturday.
And breaking news overnight, a man is dead after a shooting in Durham. The WRAL breaking news tracker is on the scene as police are looking all around that neighborhood for information.
And the pressure is on for airlines and airports heading into a very busy travel weekend. You're looking live at RDU International. What's being done to ensure you don't have to endure that travel chaos? Plus.
That's the sound of heartbreak right there for Carolina Hurricanes fans. The team's promising playoff run is over after a fourth straight loss to Florida. So it ends in a sweep. It's not how they're going to be remembered for this season or that. It was just so close. One goal games, all four games.
I know.
I'm Jeff Hogan. It's good to have you with us here.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. I was watching the beginning of that game last night, and they were down 2-0.
Yeah, it took
and
them about 41 seconds to get down 1-0.
I know. So, listen, someone has to lose. Someone has to win. Florida's going on, but they had a great season. They did. All right, let's get over to weather. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is standing by here. Elizabeth, a lot of people looking to this weekend because a lot of people have plans. There's going to be rain.
There's more disappointing news over here. It is a WRAL weather alert day on Saturday. We're going to see a windy day. The winds will actually start to pick up tomorrow, but will be gusty on Saturday up to 30, 35 miles per hour. We have a flooding risk, and our temperatures will be almost 20 degrees cooler than normal in the mid-60s. Let's take another look at that flooding threat. It's for most of our counties, just except for right along the Virginia line. We can see 1.5 to 2 inches of rainfall for some scattered flooding. We'll take a look at temperatures to go along with this. Tomorrow, 72. We're going to see some late day rain, mainly in our southern counties, but the bulk of Friday should feel dry for most of us. On Saturday, though, it's nearly an all day rain and chilly at 64. Of course, we have that WRAL weather alert day. Sunday, some more scattered showers and a few lingering showers even on Monday with temperatures back into the mid 70s. We take a live look at Rocky Mount Mills, and we're fairly cloudy right now in most places. That's true here in Rocky Mount as well. Our temperature in the Triangle area is 60 degrees right now. We'll make it into the mid 70s this afternoon with a few peaks of sunshine, low humidity. It should feel a whole lot like yesterday. We're going to go over the weekend hour by hour for you. Coming up, Brian.
It is 8:02 right now, and we are still watching delays on 401 northbound heading out of Fuquay into Garner this morning. A crash reported between the Garner Station Boulevard intersection and the 70 merge in Garner. See those heavy delays now beginning around the Simpkins Road intersection all the way up through Old Stage Road. So allow some extra time there. You might consider using Lake Wheeler Road as a good alternate route this morning. Still have that crash reported on New Bern Avenue right around Sunnybrook Road in East Raleigh. Really slowing down traffic on that westbound or inbound side with delays beginning around Corporation Parkway through Trawick Road and the 440 interchange. Once you get to Sunnybrook Road, traffic is flowing a little more freely. You might consider using Pool Road. It's a good alternate route this morning between the Beltline and East Raleigh. North of downtown Raleigh, watch for a crash on Wake Forest Road around Navajo Drive right there. That 440 interchange, very heavy southbound delays this morning beginning around the New Hope Church Road intersection. Around the rest of the Triangle, our major routes are looking okay through Garner on 40 westbound. Slows down a little bit on the southbound or on the south side of Raleigh. 40 westbound with the usual congestion around Lake Wheeler Road and Gorman Street. In Durham, picking up a little bit of a slowdown on 40 eastbound between the Fayetteville Road and 55 interchanges. Going to find out exactly what's going on there. On the northbound side of 885, you're going to run into some slow traffic between I-40 and the TW Alexander Drive interchange.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Breaking news right now in Durham. A man is dead after an early morning shooting. It happened just after midnight on Ganyard Farm Way. That is right off of Holloway Street. Michael Grace is there in the WRAL breaking news tracker. Michael, police had been going door to door looking for any information they could get.
Yeah, that's right, Michelle. They just finished that up. They also just finished searching this car right here in the middle of the crime scene. You can see the one with their trunk popped, a door open there. There's two evidence markers right next to it, and a team from the forensics unit is actually just going through the different pieces of evidence that they found in that car. And this is what the scene looked like last night. You can see that they actually waited to search that car until this morning, and they were going door to door as well last night, actually waking people up. People were coming out in their pajamas, coming out in blankets, and investigators really trying to pull any information that they can from the people in this neighborhood. And what we're working on right now with investigators is getting the name of the man who was killed and hopefully getting any information about the potential shooter in this case. Live in Durham, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
The official Memorial Day travel holiday period starts today, and it is said to be one of the busiest on the roads and in the sky. Near record travel numbers caused chaos at airports last year. Officials at RDU say they are ready this time around. WRL's Naya Harden is live at the airport this morning. Naya, those airlines are promising that we won't see a repeat of last summer's problems. We sure hope we don't.
That's right, Jeff. That's what people want to hear. And you know what? You can expect it to be very busy here at RDU and other airports across the country. I checked this morning to see how RDU parking is doing, and already we're noticing that being about 80% full on average. Now, let me step out of the way to show you what we're looking at here. Things are starting to pick up a little bit. We've noticed that they've been busy in waves today, but this is going to continue to get busier, and this could be the busiest Memorial Day travel since 2005. TSA is preparing to see 10 million passengers going through checkpoints this weekend. Today, RDU will explain how they plan to keep travel going after last Memorial Day and summer left passengers stranded. Airlines were understaffed and experienced record delays. Airline companies have promised this summer will be better. To make things easier, TSA will allow teens under 17 to use TSA PreCheck with parents. Travel experts still warn, though, that passengers need to reset their expectations.
I tell people, pack your patience. You need to understand that airlines don't have all the flights and as many flights as they did pre-pandemic. So you just got to factor that in, use travel insurance or have it in your back pocket in case there is a delay, a misconnection, things like that.
And RDU will be speaking on their plans for the travel weekend coming up in the next couple of hours. We're going to be there, and we'll have those updates for you on the WRAL News app. Naya Harden, WRAL News in Wake County.
Going back out in front of it is Kachuk. He scores!
Ah, it just breaks your heart every time you see that. With the dramatic goal, that dramatic goal right there, Carolina Hurricanes, their season has come to an end. Matthew Tkachuk scored with 4 seconds left to give the Florida Panthers the win in game 4, 4-3. Coach Rod Brind'Amour says despite this disappointing result, he is proud of his team.
From the seat I had, that was a pretty good game. You know, pretty impressive effort, and it's the way we've been all year. And these four games, it's a tough way to end it like that, you know. That's going to be tough for sure.
Yeah, the Canes lost all four games of the series by one goal each. This is the third straight time the Canes have been swept out of the Eastern Conference Final. Heartbreaking goal is a really tough pill to swallow for Canes fans who gathered at the Carolina Ale House for a watch party. But fans who spoke with WRAL after the game said they would take positive memories away from the season.
I would say the season was awesome. I don't take back anything. Obviously, the clean sweep was sad, but they pushed super hard. They worked super hard. You know, they've had many injuries throughout this season with fetch out and everything. So, I don't know. I think they did really well.
I think so, too. Hundreds of fans came out for the watch party last night, which included special appearances from Canes, the Canes mascot, Stormy.
A Harnett County teacher faces 95 charges this morning, accused of sex acts with students in school. A judge set the bond for Denny Dalton at nearly $1 million. The sheriff's office says all the crimes happened during school hours at Triton High School. WRAL learned Dalton resigned from his job immediately after officials approached him about the accusations. This morning, parents are filled with frustration and questions and concerns.
That's scary, man. It makes me want to pull my kid out and say, okay, homeschool or different school or, I mean, I don't know. Especially having this one here, I couldn't imagine.
According to court documents, at least five of the victims range in age from 13 to 16 years old.
We are just 1 week away from a deadline to avoid a potential economic crisis, and there is still no deal to raise the national debt ceiling. This is a live look from the U.S. Capitol right now in Washington, D.C., where House lawmakers will go into recess today. They'll be called back if a vote is needed on a debt ceiling deal. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said Wednesday that negotiations are making progress. President Biden has mostly stayed silent. Republicans want big cuts to social programs before they agree to raise the debt ceiling.
It is not my fault that the Democrats cannot give up on their spending.
This is a manufactured crisis, plain and simple.
If there is no deal by June 1st, the country could fail to pay its loans for the first time ever. The ratings agency Fitch just put U.S. credit on a negative watch, meaning it might face a rating downgrade.
10 after 8 right now on your Thursday. A letter recently made public is revealing new information about the Brian Laundrie case. Who wrote it and put it in an envelope labeled burn after reading? All that is up next.
Plus, by taking a daily multivitamin could help slow down memory loss.
And Saturday is now a WRAL weather alert day because of our risk for flooding. I'll show you what else we could see on Saturday and through the weekend coming up.
Welcome back. Just before 8:14 on your Thursday morning, this is a live look over Chapel Hill from the Top of the Hill restaurant. You're watching WRAL News, available on Hulu and the WRAL app on your TV or streaming device. You can see the sun trying to peek out between the clouds there in Chapel Hill. Today's going to be nice, but we are looking ahead to this holiday weekend. Elizabeth, a lot of people have plans. It's going to be plagued with rain, wind, even a flood risk.
Yeah, already we have a WRAL weather alert day for Saturday. We're looking at windy conditions, winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour. We may not have a lot of thunderstorms, but we'll still have some windy conditions because of this low that's going to develop along the coast and move inland. It will be rainy. We have a medium flood risk for Saturday. Up to 2 inches of rain are possible, and it's going to be chilly too. Temperatures almost 20 degrees below normal with that high of 64. Here's a look at that flood risk. That's new this morning. It's a medium risk here in yellow, which covers almost the entire viewing area with up to 2 inches of rainfall. Severe thunderstorms are not likely, but a rumble of thunder is possible with this system. Let's talk about the big picture. We have a low that's emerging, moving across the Florida Peninsula, moving out here into the Atlantic, and it moves up the coast and inland. It's going to bring some rough conditions, especially to our southern coastline, where we could have some beach erosion and high rip current danger. So it's not going to be a great weekend at the beach. It's not really going to be a great weekend at the mountains either. Let's follow this along on Futurecast with a wide view so you can sort of get a big picture of what's happening. Here's our coastal low, and it moves up the coast and then inland right here around South Carolina. Saturday morning is when the rain really starts to pick up for us, and it's going to be with us for most of the day Saturday. There's 5 o'clock. You can see those yellow blobs. Not likely to be thunderstorms, but just some moderate to heavy rain. And then that low moves westward. So the entire state, I mean, even the mountains are going to be wet because of the path of this system. On Sunday, there's 6 p.m. and it does look like the rain won't be as heavy on Sunday, but we'll still see some scattered showers and that will continue Monday. Notice this low isn't going anywhere. And so its influence will continue to weaken on Sunday and Monday, but it doesn't go away. Here's a look at a close-up view, our high resolution model. On Friday, we'll see increasing cloud cover and we may see some light scattered showers after lunchtime in our southern counties. That's going to be more likely around the time of the evening commute and then overnight. And then we get a big push of rain by early Saturday morning. Again, the yellow showing up here is where rain will be moderate to heavy, but not looking at any severe thunderstorms with this. Lunchtime, lots of rain, and we just continue to see the waves as we get through the afternoon. How much rainfall? Let's push it all the way out to Sunday. And you can see easily we're going to end up with an inch to almost 2 inches in the triangle, maybe even higher amounts down to the south. But the farther north you go, the less rain we'll see. All total through Monday, 2 to 2.5 inches in some places. So it's going to be a very wet weekend for us. This system also has a very small chance of becoming tropical, or at least having some tropical characteristics. Along the coast, we're going to see strong winds, dangerous rip currents, and beach erosion. It has a 10% chance of becoming tropical. That's small, but the Hurricane Center did put that out, so I'm showing it to you. Weekend beach forecast just looks bad. You know, we're going to see lesser chances for rain by by Monday, but temperatures will mostly be in the 70s, and it's going to be pretty wet, of course, with strong rip currents and that sort of thing. It's not going to be a whole lot of fun. Mountains, same story. Temperatures mostly in the 60s this weekend with just showers and a few isolated thunderstorms on and off. A chilly Saturday at 64, 71 on Sunday. We're in the mid-70s on Monday for the holiday itself, but it still looks at least somewhat wet. Brian?
It is 8:17 right now. New information, we have a crash in Knightdale on 87 southbound right around the Smithfield Road interchange, and it's right there in the median. Doesn't look like it's blocking any lanes right now, but a reminder, with North Carolina's move over law, we do have those flashing lights there on the side of the road, and you need to move over at least one lane, or in a really congested situation like this, you just need to slow down considerably as you head through that area. This is right there at the ramp from Smithfield Road. If you can pick up 87 southbound from Smithfield Road, you'll be on the other side of this crash. Right now, we're measuring about a 6-minute delay overall from 64 Business out to the 440 interchange. Taking a look at some of the other trouble spots we're tracking, still looking at delays on northbound 401, leaving Fuquay Varina, heading into Garner. It looks like right around that crash site at Garner Station Boulevard, a lot of that is cleared up, but we're seeing some lingering backups from around the 1010 road area out toward Old Stage Road, so allow some extra time heading through there. Still looking at heavy delays on inbound or westbound New Bern Avenue with that crash between 440 and Sunnybrook Road. Backups from Corporation Parkway through the 440 interchange right now, heading out toward the Wake Med campus. Heavy delays on southbound Wake Forest Road as you head in from the New Hope Church Road intersection down to 440. They're clearing a crash right now from Navajo Drive. Elsewhere around the triangle in Durham, those earlier delays we were tracking on I-40 eastbound in South Durham have cleared. 85 is looking good. A little bit of a backup on the northbound side of 885 between I-40 and Ellis Road.
And here in the WRAL Live Center, we continue to follow breaking news from overseas, more specifically in central Japan. That's the scene of a stabbing and a shooting. And keep in mind, Japan has one of the lowest rates of gun violence in the world. But this scene is unfolding in central Japan right now. Apparently, police got a call about a man stabbing a woman. That woman eventually was taken to the hospital and died. When officers showed up on the scene, that man opened fire, killing three people, two of whom are officers. Now, that man eventually took off from that scene and is reportedly barricading himself in one of these buildings right here. You can see this is still an active scene in terms of police officers trying to get that man to surrender. This is a developing story. We will continue to monitor it here in the WREL Live Center.
Thanks for that update, Ken. President Biden is renewing his call to put a ban on assault weapons. He made the call while speaking on a one-year anniversary of the elementary school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. The Uvalde community gathered for a candlelight vigil last night to remember the 19 students and two teachers who died. As they mourn, they are also continuing their call for accountability. They say their questions about the delayed police response are still going unanswered.
Four people are being questioned by police in Greenville, North Carolina, after a shooting forced a nearby high school to go on lockdown yesterday. Police said it happened on the school's practice field Wednesday morning. They say the 18-year-old who was hurt is not a student and was taken to a hospital. The lockdown was lifted through security did remain on campus for the rest of the day, just as a precaution. Police say there is no connection between the school and the shooting.
The man seen in this now infamous photo from the January 6th U.S. Capitol riot will spend 4.5 years in prison. A judge sentenced Richard Barnett on Wednesday. He broke into the office of Nancy Pelosi, who was the House Speaker at the time. Barnett also stole a note from the office and left what he called later himself a nasty note for Pelosi.
Some startling new evidence in the Brian Laundrie case. A letter supposedly written to Laundrie from his mom has been made public. This comes after a hearing in the civil lawsuit brought on by the parents of Gabby Petito. Laundrie, who was formerly engaged to Petito, is accused of murdering her. The letter, which was in an envelope titled Burn After Reading, reportedly references getting a shovel and burying a body. The letter is not dated, but was recovered from Laundrie's backpack when his remains were found back in October of 2020. The Petitos are suing the Laundries for emotional distress in connection to Gabby's death.
A multivitamin a day may help keep memory loss away. Researchers at Columbia and Harvard did a study with more than 3,500 people. Some people were given a multivitamin daily over 3 years. Others received a placebo. The study found people who took the multivitamin had better memory function, even to the point of slowing cognitive decline that comes with aging. Researchers say more testing is needed before recommendations can be made. But here's a word of caution. Multivitamins should not be a substitute for living a healthy lifestyle, like a nutritious diet, exercising, and getting adequate sleep. The city that is home to the greatest spectacle in racing is also home to the greatest spectacle in tortoise racing.
Ready, here we go. One, two, three, go!
Look at them go! Look at them go! Oh my goodness, they're off!
Oh.
Slowly. Of course, a little bit too. The Indianapolis Zoo hosted the Zoopolis 500. This was Wednesday. Five radiated tortoises raced for the prize, which was a plate of fruit.
Simon.
A tortoise named Elio won the race. Oh. But all five competitors enjoyed the fast pace and the post-race feast.
Oh my goodness, I love their names. So cute. A little long, you know. You know, you have to sit there and wait. But
by the time they got there, everybody was hungry.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Coming up in our next half hour, the new charges Alec Murdoch has been indicted on.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Thursday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. All eyes on the weather this weekend. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tracking some storms that could be heading our way. Rain, wind, and cooler temperatures.
It is a WRAL weather alert day for Saturday. Winds could be gusting up to 30, maybe 35 miles per hour. We have a flood risk on Saturday with up to 2 inches of rain, and highs will only be in the mid-60s, which is well below normal. New this morning, we have this medium risk for flooding across most of the viewing area, again with up to 2 inches of rainfall. Heading out the door right now, it looks pretty gray out there across most of the region. We're seeing mostly cloudy skies, but temperatures are starting to climb into the 60s now. We'll climb into the mid-70s this afternoon. Later today, a little bit more sunshine. Our humidity stays low, and today at least stays dry, Ryan.
I'm tracking a crash right now in Knightdale. This is on 87 southbound at Smithfield Road. You can see all of that activity right now is in the median. We're seeing about a three-minute delay showing up on sensors as you head through that area. Just remember, with those flashing lights, move over at least one lane if you can. Taking a look around the rest of the triangle, some slowdowns on 885 northbound between I-40 and Ellis Road in Durham. Still seeing some lingering delays on 401 northbound heading away from Old Stage Road up toward the 70 split because of an earlier crash. Looks like they're working to get that crash cleared from Newbern Avenue between 440 and Sunnybrook. Look out for some delays there. Still seeing some heavy backups on southbound Wake Forest Road approaching 440 because of a crash around Navajo Drive.
All right, thanks, Brian. Today marks the first day of peak travel for Memorial Day weekend as millions of people hit the roads and skies. This is a live look inside, outside of RDU. This year, major airlines have promised to avoid the same issues they faced during last summer's travel meltdown. And coming up next on Fox 50, a disappointing end for the Canes in Florida. And then today has this, how to navigate the difficult stage of adult parenting.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
New this morning, we have a medium risk for flooding on Saturday, so it is now a WRAL weather alert day. I'll show you the timeline for rain Saturday and through the weekend.
A man is dead after a shooting in Durham. Coming up, I'll tell you where it happened and show you what investigators have been focusing on.
And it is going to be one of the busiest times of the year. We're talking about Memorial Day travel weekend. Coming up, we're going to tell you what airports are doing to try and avoid the chaos.
Carolina hurricane season is over after that heartbreaking loss in Florida. Reaction from fans who held out a lot of hope for the team's chances all the way to the bitter end. It has reached us. Yeah, that's what true fans do. Yeah. Take 31 right now. I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your Thursday.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yes, I'm Canes fans. Waking up not happy today because seasons come to an end, but they had a good run. So I think we got to focus on that.
100%.
Right?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
All right, we're also focusing on the weather this weekend. It's good. WRL Weather Alert Day on Saturday, Elizabeth.
And we were, of course, looking at the potential for rain all weekend, expecting Saturday to be the rainiest day, and that continues to look like the case. So wanted to let everybody know what else you're going to expect on Saturday. It's going to be windy. We're going to see gusts up to 25, 30 miles per hour, maybe some gusts that are a little higher than that, too, from time to time. The winds will actually start to pick up tomorrow, but it'll be windiest on Saturday. A flood risk on Saturday. We have a medium risk for flooding for most of the viewing area. It's going to be chilly with temperatures only in the mid-60s. That's almost 20 degrees cooler than normal. 1 to 2 inches of rainfall, especially in the areas highlighted in yellow. That's going to be the bulk of the viewing area. That's where we could see some scattered flooding on Saturday. We'll start to see some rain late on Friday in our southern counties, and then Friday night it spreads northward. We're going to see a very wet day Saturday. We're going to see waves of rain all day long, temperatures only in the mid-60s, and it is our WRAL Weather Alert Day. On Sunday, it's a 60% chance, and it goes down to a 40% chance on Monday. So we'll see fewer showers as the weekend goes on, but still, you know, looking like it's going to be on the wet side. The temperatures will be in the 70s for Sunday and Monday. We take a live look at Southern Pines right now, and it's cloudy out there. Temperatures are pretty comfortable, though. The humidity is nice and low. We're seeing a northeasterly wind still, 60 degrees around the triangle. We'll climb into the mid-70s for highs this afternoon, feeling much like yesterday with a few holes in the clouds and just feeling pleasant. But of course, tomorrow, all that changes as we move into a much wetter pattern. I'll walk you through the Futurecast timeline for the whole weekend coming up.
Breaking news. We have been following the overnight hours in Durham. A man is dead after an early morning shooting. It happened just after midnight on Ganyard Farm Way, right off Holloway Street. You see it on this map. And Michael Grace was there in the WRL Breaking News Tracker.
Yeah, and we also know that that man died after he was taken to the hospital, but this is what the scene looked like just after sunrise. You can see a number of the forensics team members taking videos and pictures of that one car that investigators have focused on. There's also that one evidence marker to the right of the car. Just before 5 a.m., two investigators were going door to door asking people in the neighborhood about what they have seen, most of them looking like they just got up in covers, in pajamas. Right now, we're still working with investigators to find out the name of the man who was killed and find out if they have any leads on a potential shooter. In Durham, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
The official Memorial Day travel period starts today, and it's set to be a busy one in the roads and in the sky. On the roads, I should say. Near record travel numbers caused chaos at airports last year, but officials at RDU say they are ready this time around. WRAL's Naya Harden explains what airlines are doing this year so we won't see a repeat of last year's travel chaos.
Well, this morning I've been monitoring the parking lots here at RDU, and so far they're averaging about 80% full. I'm going to step out of the way to show you what things are looking like here at RDU. As things have been moving in waves, it was a little quieter. They're starting to pick up now. Again, this morning we saw it very busy earlier within the last hour and a half when people are rushing to get on those flights. And you know what? This could be the busiest Memorial Day travel since 2005. TSA is preparing to see 10 million passengers going through checkpoints this weekend. Today, RDU will explain how they plan to keep travel going after last Memorial Day and summer left passengers stranded. Airlines were understaffed and experienced record delays. Airline companies have promised this summer will be better. To make things easier, TSA will allow teens under 17 to use TSA PreCheck with parents. Now, travel experts still warn that passengers do need to reset their expectations by packing their patience. So we asked some passengers what their advice would be to others.
Anytime you're traveling around the holidays, whether it's the beginning of it or the end of it, get there early. During, no, because everyone's either there or they're waiting to leave.
Keep a good attitude, stiff upper lip, my friend, and don't let nothing upset you.
Now, RDU will be speaking today, later on this morning. We're going to have that for you on the WRAL News app. Naya Harden, WRAL News in Wake County.
Going back out in front of it is Kachuk, who scores!
That was that. Another dramatic late goal in the Carolina Hurricanes season is over. Matthew Tkachuk, it's like Carolina kryptonite there with him. Scored with 4 seconds left, giving the Florida Panthers a win in game four, 4-3. That was the reaction from Canes fans with that heartbreaking goal. Hundreds of them had gathered at Carolina Ale House last night for a watch party. Fans who spoke with WRL after the game said they'll take some positive memories away from this season and have big hopes for next year.
It's disheartening, this crowd out here, but I'll say, Caniac showed out tonight. We're down 3-0, had a crowd here tonight. So, you know, there's always next season, and there will be a big next season.
In the next 10 minutes, WRL's Casey Hintz breaks down what went wrong in Game 4 as the team heads into the offseason now.
People living in Cumberland County will get a better idea today about how tax money will be used next year. County Manager Clarence Greer will present the recommended budget this evening. The presentation for fiscal year 2024 is set for 7 p.m. at the county courthouse. It'll be broadcast live on the Cumberland County's YouTube channel.
A candlelight vigil will take place tonight in Minneapolis to commemorate 3 years now since the death of George Floyd. Floyd died on this day in 2020 when a Minneapolis police officer knelt on his neck for more than 9 minutes. Floyd was being arrested after a store clerk accused him of using a counterfeit $20 bill. His death led to protests and, in some cases, riots calling for police reform around the country, including here in Raleigh. It was a push toward racial justice and equity that summer. Three police officers are now serving prison sentences for their role in Floyd's death. A fourth was convicted and will be sentenced later this year.
More counselors will be on hand this morning for students and staff at Douglas Byrd High School in Fayetteville after two students died in a murder-suicide. Authorities say Nasir Scott shot Tatiana Haywood before turning the gun on himself. Haywood died at the scene. Scott died at the hospital. Sources tell WREL the two were in a relationship. Haywood was set to graduate in 2 weeks. The school says Scott was in 11th grade before leaving school on May 10th.
And a reminder, if you or someone you know is experiencing mental health challenges or having suicidal thoughts, there are people who want to help. You can contact the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline anytime. The number is 988. You can call or chat with someone about what you're dealing with. You can also visit 988lifeline.org for more resources. Former attorney and convicted killer Alec Murdaugh is facing more legal trouble. What we are learning about the dozens of new federal charges he has been indicted for. Plus,
Mama, please dream about the day when you wake up and find what you're looking for has been here.
This dad and daughter have gone viral for documenting their time at the Taylor Swift concert, what he did that has people calling him Dad of the Year.
And here's a live look outside in Southern Pines this morning, Longleaf Golf and Family Club. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRL Severe Weather Center, tracking how high temperatures will climb today. It'll be pretty comfortable as we prepare for that rainy Memorial Day weekend. .842 is the time right now. This is a live look from our WRL Live Cam Network, Dorothea Dix Park, looking upon downtown Raleigh right there. We can see the clouds, maybe not as much sun today, but windy, rainy, cooler. This is not what we want to hear headed into Memorial Day weekend.
No, you know, now that we're pretty close, you know, we have pretty high confidence in what's going to happen. And we have only been trending wetter and wetter every time the model runs come in. So we do have a weather alert day for Saturday, mostly because of the rain. But it's not just the rain. We do have windy conditions that are likely on Friday and Saturday. Winds Saturday gusting up to 30, maybe even 35 miles per hour. We have a medium flood risk for Saturday, and it's going to be chilly. Temperatures will be almost 20 degrees below normal with highs in the low to mid 60s. Here's a look at our new information this morning, which was a medium risk for flooding for most of the viewing area. 1.5 to 2 inches of rain in this area could produce some scattered flooding. And we'll take a look at futurecast. We'll kick that off today, and it does show a little bit of sun trying to peek through during the afternoon, similar to yesterday, maybe a bit more cloud cover lingering across our area. And then on Friday, we'll see increasing clouds and then an increasing chance for rain. Going to be very light on Friday afternoon. There's Friday at lunchtime. You see these waves of rain trying to sneak up to the north. The only areas where I feel really confident that you'll see any rain in the afternoon Friday would be maybe south of Clinton, south of Fayetteville. Other than that, it would be, say, Friday night and especially into Saturday morning. That's when we really start to see those waves of rain moving in. By 5 a.m. on Saturday, it's pretty wet everywhere. Notice the yellow showing up. That's not thunderstorms. Even though there could be an isolated storm, nothing is going to be severe out of the system. And Mostly what we're just going to see is rain. Some of that rain may be steady to heavy briefly, and we're just going to continue to see waves of it on through Saturday afternoon. Here's a look at what's happening outside right now. This is a live look at Chapel Hill, where we're seeing mostly cloudy skies as we take a look from Top of the Hill Restaurant. 60 degrees, so it's been a cool start this morning. Feeling nice now, though. Dew point 49, so a nice low humidity day like yesterday. We climb into the mid-70s this afternoon. Here's a fun place to be if you don't have anything else to do. ACC Baseball Championships at the DBAP at 3 o'clock. UNC plays Virginia, starting off in the mid-70s. We'll hold it there through the afternoon. And then our evening game, 7 o'clock, Miami plays NC State. We started around 70, but then fall through the 60s during the evening. Our high this afternoon in Raleigh, 76, 77 in Durham, and 78 in Fayetteville. Our normal high this time of year is 82, and so we are well below that for most of the next 5 to 7 days, especially Saturday, with those temperatures in the mid-60s. Of course, we're looking at some rain late Friday night to all day Saturday. On Sunday and Monday, those chances diminish a little bit. So we go from 80 to almost 100 on Saturday to 60 Sunday and 40 on Monday. Now, that still means some wet conditions, and we could continue to see some storms through Tuesday.
Try to clear all that up before National Flip-Flop Day, which is happening next Wednesday. And WRL Smart Shopper Faye Prosser has the scoop on a free smoothie offer in celebration of the classic summer shoe. Plus, sharing some of her favorite grocery deals for all the weekend cookouts for the holiday coming up. Faye, good morning to you. Tell us about that free smoothie.
Good morning, Jeff. So you can actually score a free 12-ounce Tropical Smoothie Cafe Strawberry Margarita Smoothie on May the 31st, which is next Wednesday. The offer is valid from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m., but in honor of National Flip-Flop Day, you have to wear flip-flops in the cafe at participating locations in order to get this deal. There is no purchase necessary, and there's a limit of one per person. You could see all the details on the post I have for you on the Smart Shopper column.
No problem wearing the flip-flops. One per person, not one per flip-flop. Okay.
Yeah.
And also, Faye, it's a holiday weekend coming up. Favorite grocery deals for those cookouts?
Yeah, sure. We got you covered. All sorts of great things. So, for instance, corn, 4 for $1 over at Food Lion. Fresh chicken leg quarters in a 10-pound bag, only 49 cents a pound at Food Lion. That deal runs Friday through Monday. Whole Boston butt, only 99 cents a pound at Food Lion as well. And boneless chicken breast, only $1.79 per pound at Food Lion. Plus, if you're making some burgers, 80% lean ground chuck, $2.99 a pound at Food Lion. Plus, over at Lowe's Foods, you'll find split chicken breast for 99 cents a pound. And at Aldi, they have fresh 73% lean ground beef for $1.99 a pound in a 5-pound package. And if hot dogs are your thing, Nathan's Beef Franks and an 8-count are buy two, get three free. Makes them only $2.80 each when you buy five at Harris Teeter. And Happy Farms Deli Sliced Cheddar Cheese in an 8-ounce package, only $1.49 at Aldi. And of course, you're going to need some buns for all those burgers and dogs. And you can find them over at Lidl. Their buy one, get one free makes them two for $1.29 for my Lidl members. You can see all the great grocery deals for all your weekend cookouts over on the Smart Shopper page.
And that is where we go for smart shopping tips from Faye, WRL.com. Look for the consumer tab, search Smart Shopper. Faye, have a great, safe holiday. Thanks for all that info.
Thanks, Jeff.
And happening now in the WRL Live Center, we want to take you to these live pictures this morning from this growing memorial outside the home of icon Tina Turner. This is a Switzerland home. All morning long, people have been coming by, taking pictures. They've been dropping off flowers and pictures and candles here outside her home in Switzerland. Her rep saying yesterday, the legendary queen of rock and roll peacefully died in her sleep at her home right here in Switzerland. We've seen tributes on social media all morning long from the likes of President Obama, Oprah Winfrey, and countless artists from around the world just talking about what Tina Turner meant to them and their career. Tina Turner was 83 years old.
Ah, she will be missed. Ken, thank you. Ron DeSantis is officially in the running for president in 2024, but the announcement came with some big glitches. DeSantis made his announcement on a Twitter audio live stream that was hosted by Elon Musk. It was plagued with technical problems and delayed by almost 30 minutes.
So they just keep crashing, huh?
Yeah, I think we've got just a massive number of people online, so it's servers are straining somewhat.
His campaign tweeted this, that there was so much excitement we broke the internet. Others pointed out that Twitter has faced issues for months since Musk cut a majority of its staff. Former President Donald Trump called the Twitter launch a disaster, while President Biden tweeted a link to donate to his own campaign, writing, "This link works."
Classes are returning to normal today at Alston Ridge Middle School in Cary after a bomb threat. WRL Sky 5 flew over Alston Ridge Middle as students were evacuated yesterday afternoon. The school says it found a threat on a Google document. Police say they searched the campus, didn't find anything, and the threat was deemed not credible.
Disgraced attorney and convicted killer Alec Murdaugh is now indicted on 22 new federal charges. The U.S. Attorney's Office in South Carolina says it's connected to Murdaugh stealing money from his clients. On Wednesday, prosecutors say Murdaugh cheated his late housekeeper's estate and insurance carriers out of millions of dollars. Murdaugh's lawyers say he is cooperating with the investigation and wants to resolve everything without a trial. Murdaugh is currently serving two life sentences for killing his wife and son. And the season is over for the Carolina Hurricanes, and the team is coming to terms with a sweep in the Eastern Conference Final. WRL's Casey Hintz is at FLA Live Arena, where the Canes came up short after leaving it all on the ice last night.
Hey, good morning, everyone. The Carolina Hurricanes season ended here last night at FLA Live Arena after Matthew Tkachuk scored the game winner with just 4.9 seconds left to go in this one. 4-3 is your final. Now, a sweep will never look good, but it just doesn't tell the story how tight this series was. Four straight games decided by just one goal. The story for the Canes all season has been overcoming adversity and injuries. They had to do the same all the way up to the final game of the season. Jacob Slavin knocked out of this one just 46 seconds in, but the team continued to fight, and that's what head coach Rod Brind'Amour is most proud of.
Deserve a better fate, I think so, to be quite honest, but just like I said, you asked me how we were going to respond in this game, and it's exactly what happened. You know, guys went down, we're losing our best players, and we just kept playing, and from the seat I had, that was a pretty good game.
Now, this group has been so consistent under head coach Rod Brind'Amour. Five straight years headed to the postseason. Now, it's going to sting for a little bit, just the way this one ended, falling short last night. But Captain Jordan Staal said he still thinks this core group has what it takes to get over the hump. Casey Hintz, WREL Sports, Sunrise, Florida.
Oh, they had a great run. Well, Sony is bringing PlayStation games to the palm of your hands. It's called Project Q. It works as a PlayStation 5 controller and screen for gamers to get closer to their games. Only games that are already downloaded on a user's PS5 can be streamed to the device. Project Q will be released later this year, but the company has yet to announce the exact date or how much this is going to cost.
A dad in Massachusetts has gone viral for being fearless with his daughter outside of the recent rain-soaked Taylor Swift show at Gillette Stadium. Here's why.
Oh, Mama Bleacher, dreaming about the days when you wake up inside and what you're looking for has been here the whole time. You can see the end.
So this is a now viral TikTok that shows the dad with his daughter hoisted up on his shoulders in the pouring rain, not missing a beat of Taylor Swift era tour, despite not having tickets. They're outside looking in. TikTok users applaud the dad for helping his daughter create memories she'll never forget. Taylor Swift's Eras Tour continues this weekend in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Hopefully it won't rain like that. I think,
I know.
You know, things we do for our daughters, right?
Yeah.
He didn't look happy, but I think that was part of the whole play.
That's a great dad. And he was not alone. I mean, you saw how many people also did not go into the show. I mean, they all wanted to hear the music, so they were in the rain.
Yeah, certainly not alone. You might be edging me out for Dad of the Year.
Oh.
Back in a moment.
What you're looking for.